those who faithfully support a voice of a people, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries. Did I say that? Or did I say that twice? Okay. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there, 740-262-0939. And again, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. This is a voice of a people. And again, Happy New Year, all of you out there who were fortunate and blessed enough to open up your eyes in the year 2021. I like to start my show, A Voice of a People, with a thought for today. And it's titled, The Richest Wealth is Wisdom. The Best Ornament is Humility. The Richest Wealth is Wisdom. Again, the strongest weapon is patience. The best tonic is laughter. Laughter is like a medicine. And today I have with me Tim Jones. How are you doing today, Tim?
I'm doing well.
Introduce yourself to the people.
Tim Jones, serial entrepreneur, life consultant, counselor, you name it. I wear many hats, so... Yeah, we're just trying to make the world a better place one day at a time.
Right, right. He's a great benefit to our city, Marion, Ohio. Mm-hmm. He, like he says, he wears many hats, and he also counselor, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Words of wisdom,
yep.
Come straight out of the Bible. He lives strictly by God's rules and laws. And you know, I was thinking, even there are people who don't go to church, but they will follow God's laws, like pay their tithes, and these people are rich.
Yeah, very rich. I think I put up a Facebook post. I said, you'll find more happiness counting your blessings than your money.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So, you know, like, that was a profound moment. Remember, I was telling you earlier about my experience with my son this weekend.
Right.
And that just had me thinking about all the things that I was like, just all the blessings that God has blessed me with. And I'm like, yo, that's way more. It's way more. More appreciation, it's way more gratefulness. It's a better feeling, you know. And I ain't counted several dollars, you know what I mean. But there's no feeling like really counting your blessings.
Amen, amen. I challenged people before, even at church when I opened up. Count your blessings, name them one by one. I give you 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you'll run out of time because I mean you can't even fill it up in 2 minutes because there's so many. Blessings that we don't even think about.
Mm-hmm. We overlook them all day long.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, wow. But Tim was sharing with me his revelation he had with his son and the connection that came because of it. And we are starting this new year, 2021. And hopefully we will try to learn and do better from things that we maybe didn't even pay attention to or respect. That we should pay attention to this year. And we were also talking about the young people, single digit ages, wanting to commit suicide. Yeah. Go ahead, Tim. Yeah. Talk about that.
It's crazy. So I'm going to go on the first story first, which kind of brought forth the revelation, which is crazy because it brought everything together. Well, I think it was Saturday night, you know, me and my son, we're sitting in the bedroom and we're just laughing and just talking. And for the first time, I felt like I wasn't in dad mode. You know what I mean? I was just, you know, best friend, me and my son, no dad hat, not on him or anything like that. We just had a conversation and we just laughed and we just had a good time. And I remember just going to bed that night and just thanking God for my son. Like, my son, he is an honest soul. Like, he has a lot of me in him. But it was crazy. The reason why I want to brag on him, because he's the type of kid, like, he's going to stick up for what's right no matter what. Like, he don't care who it is. If I'm in the wrong, he'd be like, Dad, you're in the wrong. Like, right. Mom, you're in the wrong. Like, I love that about his heart. Like, right. He sticks up for what's right. And so I was just thanking God. I teared up, you know, at the end of the night, and I'm just thanking God for my son. And then just kind of had me thinking about, like, all my blessings, you know. But it was crazy. It was, like, the next day I was on Call of Duty, and I was playing I'm playing Call of Duty, and I'm on there with my cousins. And we had a random – so usually we run quads, which is four people. So we had our team, which is three, and then we had a random person, which this person happens to be a kid. So he gets on there, and we do pregame lobby, and he says something about – he sounded kind of sad. He says something about being stressed. And you hear his voice, you could tell it's a young child. You can tell he's young. Like, he had no bass in his voice, you know, none of that. So I looked, I said, yo – I said, my man, how old are you? He said, 9. I said, 9? I said, you stressed? What are you stressed about? You're 9 years old. Like, what can you possibly be stressed about? And, you know, and he just kind of kept on talking a little bit. And then he said something about suicide. And, like, that really just kind of took me back. But let's go back before that, because this is happening in events. But before that, I was at my grandmother's house helping my grandmother. And I remember catching ear to the news. And the news was speaking about how an 8-year-old committed suicide.
Right.
Because he was bullied. And I'm just sitting there thinking now, I'm like, just God brought everything back together. That simple moment that I had with my son where I was able to take off my dad hat. You know, I'm still in dad mode, but I'm not on him, you know what I mean?
Right,
we're just open, we're free, and we're talking,
and
we're laughing.
It's a different feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a way different feeling. Like, It's a time, like, I really connected with my son.
Right.
You know what I mean? I really connected with my son. And, like, we need that for these kids, you know?
Yes.
And we need other male and female role models for these younger kids, because to me, that does not make any sense. It's mind-blowing that a 9-year-old say that he's depressed or he's stressed out.
Right.
Like, what do you know about stress? You're 9. You're, like, I got genes older than you, kid. Like, like... You haven't experienced enough life to really be stressed out. Like, and you, as an adolescent, as a kid, you shouldn't know anything but fun. Like, my daughter, all she do is laugh and giggle and play.
Right.
And of course, if she hurts, she might cry for a second, whatever. Right. But she gets over the pain and whatever real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back to laughing and playing and giggling and all that other stuff. Same thing for my son. He's a very jolly kid. He likes to laugh. He likes to play. He likes to dance and all that other stuff.
Right.
And, so I'm just sitting there thinking, like, yo, we really have to connect not only to, like, the teens, but it's got to go even further. It's got to start
younger
before
than that.
It's
yes.
got to go, yeah, younger. There's a disconnect somewhere, guys. There's a disconnect. There's no way an 8-year-old should be even bullied to the point where he contemplates suicide and didn't actually do it. You know, I sit there and think about where was the parents. How come the parents didn't get to this soon enough?
Right.
Where was the adults around? Or how come this kid couldn't express what was really happening to him in a manner to where people can understand the sense of urgency and the importance of how he's feeling emotionally to the point where you're 8, you had 8 years on this earth, and you wanna get that up?
Kill yourself.
That to me is that's tragic and that's sad.
It is very tragic.
And that's very sad. Because he's 8.
Right.
This other kid is 9. You know, what's going on? There's a disconnect. So if we see that, then that means we have to do better. We have to take that upon ourselves. We have to do better as the elders, as the responsible adults, you know. Like, I don't care if I see a kid in the street, I'm gonna be like, yo, get out that street, you know, because... And I'm going to explain to him why he shouldn't be in the street, him or her. I'm not just going to be like, get out of the street. No, I'm going to explain to you, listen, man, I don't want you to get hit by no cars. You know, people come through your speeding all the time. Just it's a lot more safer to play on the sidewalk, whatever. But that's a village. It takes a village to raise a child.
It does.
And I feel like we got away from that. I feel like we got away from that as a society, because as parents or whoever, I don't want somebody saying something to my kid. I got a different attitude. If you see my kid acting up or whatever, he out of line, correct my son.
Please
correct my daughter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not there. And then let me know. Let me make me aware.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Make me aware. It's funny.
Yes.
I seen another kid in Walmart last night. He was This boy's probably 5 or 4. And his mom, she busy, and she's trying to, you know, get her groceries and stuff rang up. Mm-hmm. No, the first time I saw him, when we walked in, we was over by the baby aisle. We was walking towards electronics, and this little boy, he comes up and he says hi. And I said hi back, but then I realized, like, whoa, where's your parents? And so I'm looking around.
Right, right.
And then we found his mom. I said, okay, he's right here. And so then afterwards, we end up doing our shopping, and she ended up being in front of us. And once again, this little kid just kind of wandering off. And she's looking for him. Now she's looking for him. I'm like, yo, he right there. I got my eye on this kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? I got my eye on this kid because I don't want nothing to happen to
right.
him. I'm not going to scare him and try to, you know, pick him up or be his parent. But I'm aware, like, yo, I got to watch this kid because obviously she ain't got the best eye on him right now. So
right.
I'm going to take that upon myself. Yo, he's right there, you know, or he's right there, or you know what I mean? Those type of things. But we have to do that as a community. We have to, it takes a village to raise a child. We have to
yes,
look over
does.
These children. They the future, and there's no reason why a kid should feel depression, anxiety, loneliness.
No.
Like, a kid should know all the natural things of God, which is happiness, peace, joy, all those good fruits, all
oh,
those
yes.
good low-hanging fruits. A kid should feel those things.
At least you would think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've lost it, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost it. I mean, as an adult, we're so worried about our lives and where we're going and how we're going to get there that we've neglected
mm-hmm.
those children coming up. You know, they're raising themselves on
mm-hmm.
the digital things
mm-hmm.
and the games and internet and things like that, you know. Right now, they're doing school
yep.
on the internet,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's almost away from parents completely.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to monitor your child and keep up with them or who they're talking to, what they're doing, you know? How can parents be up on that?
Well, they got to get more back. You got to get back involved in your kid's life. Two things, two roles you got to play. Number one, you got to be parent first.
Right.
You know, I tell my daughter, I'm your best friend, but I'm your dad first, right?
Yes.
And I tell my son that, I'm your best friend, but I'm your dad first. And I think the third thing is, your kids should know, no matter what they do, they should be able to come to you. Like, if my daughter or son get in trouble, I don't want them to say, oh, no, don't tell dad. I want them to say the opposite. I want them to say, yo, tell my dad.
Right.
Get my dad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the type of relationship I want to build with my kids, because I don't want them to have that fear if something happens, they don't want me to know.
Right.
No.
You're right.
Dad needs to know. Mom needs to know.
Yes.
We got to set that parameter, and we got to establish that relationship. Like, you have to build that bond and relationship with your kids. You know, the same way you would build a bond and relationship with a husband or a wife or with a friend, a colleague, or whatever may be. We tend to forget that just because they came from us, that there's not a bond that doesn't need to be built there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Also, so we have to get back to the basis of that, knowing your kids, taking the time out. You know, I think the best thing, I think what really made that situation happen with me and my son, honestly, I wasn't on my game, I wasn't on the phone, he wasn't on the phone, we talking, and that's really what kind of, you know, really bonded us to where we got a chance to talk.
Right.
That's why I think the kitchen table was so important. I think people need to bring that back, sitting down at the kitchen table and eating.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I was brought up. That's where we got a lot of our conversations in.
Right.
You know, what's going on at school, this, that,
mm-hmm.
and the third. And still to this day, I sit at the kitchen table. Like, me and my daughter will sit at the kitchen table eat. When my son get there, we'll sit at the kitchen table eat. Those type of things, because that's, to me, that was important. And it's a way to open up conversation. So it's like, find ways to connect with your kids. If they like Fortnite, get on Fortnite. Yo, show me how this. Show me what you're doing. And that way, also, like, I didn't play Fortnite with my son. You know, I didn't got on the headset and I'm on there with his buddies. So Because I want to hear what they talking about. I want
right.
to hear what they doing.
Mm-hmm.
This and the third, so I might be quiet. But they, you know, they love me. They like, yo, this Tay's dad, and we're going to protect them and all this. Like, the kids are fun, right? But, you know, little stuff like that, you know, ask your kids questions.
Could end up being something really big and mm-hmm. out of control, couldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Ask your kids questions and, you know, all just all that. Be involved in their lives. I don't care if they do play on the phone all the time. You know, let me see that phone. What you doing? Let me see what you're doing. You doing TikTok? I'm going to do a TikTok with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then go through their stuff. Like, I do that all the time with my daughter. No, I don't like this one. Take this down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I don't try to. Like, my daughter likes to do the dances. Mm-hmm. And the dances can be, in a sense, sexual, but she doesn't know that.
Right.
Right. She's just mimicking a dance that she likes. And so some of them, I might be like, I don't like that background music. Take that one off for me. And she'll do it.
Right.
You know, and won't put up no fuss, no fight or anything like that, you know. But yeah, let's do a TikTok. Let's do that. But I scroll through and I see. I go through the messages, make sure ain't no weirdos, you know, messaging my daughter. Like, I do all that stuff. You know, I do all that stuff. But you got to take the steps to be involved in your kids' lives. No matter what, you got to invest in your babies. And then also, you know, her little friends, you know, my nieces and nephews, all that. Yo, let me see your TikToks.
Right.
What y'all doing? You know what I mean? What y'all doing? Look, my stuff cooler than yours. I got more followers than you. You know, make a game out of it, you know.
Right.
Make them interested, you know. Those type of things. So
that's really good, Tim. It's really, really good. So hopefully some of you are listening out there about how to connect with your little ones. And we're talking about children, like Tim said, single digits.
Yeah.
You're not even 10 years old, committing suicide, being stressed out, really don't know which way to turn. Now, we just imagine everyone has a mother and a father, but we don't know where they're at or why the children are going through what they're going through. And, you know, we're going through some of the same things. Some of us are stressed and don't know which way to turn, but we should be a little bit above and on some things that our children have no idea about, that we should be able to share with them, you know, and try to ease their minds about where we are today. They can't go to school.
Yeah.
It's all online. Different. Your friends, you know, I mean, here we are.
Yep.
2021.
Mm-hmm. Life has changed. Life has changed a lot.
Yes,
real
it
quick.
Has.
Real quick.
Yes, you're right. A year. Mm-hmm. Well, we heard about COVID, February 2020?
Yep.
Almost February 2021.
Let's go back to about 2019. They didn't call it COVID then, but a lot of people were sick then. Yeah, about February. You're right.
Yeah.
About February. Yeah.
Almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are. Things are totally different.
Yep.
Life has almost stopped in a way, as we know it, you know, so... What about the children?
Yeah. You got to get involved with them. Like, especially now since they're home more, there's no excuse.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's no excuse. You're right. You learn how to build these relationships with not only people, positive and harmonious relationships. That's the key. You got to build a positive and harmonious relationship with your kid, too.
Right.
You know, don't be putting all the stress factors on your kids. Stop yelling at your kids so much. Like, when my daughter, when we wake up, you know, I try to give her good energy. I don't want to be on her head. Oh, hurry up and get dressed.
Right.
Like, that weighs you down. That sets the tone for her day. You know what I mean?
That's
I'm not
true.
Trying to do
and
that.
Yours.
So if we sing a song, I'll be like, yo, who going to be the smartest kid in school today? Me. She yell. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And she is. She getting the straight A's. So in my book, she's the smartest kid in the school right now. Right? So, you know, but that just comes from that morning, trying to give her that morning energy, that morning pick me up. And then also, when school is over and I pick her up, I ask my daughter open-ended questions. Yo, tell me what you did in school today. I don't ask her no yes or no questions. Did you have a good day at school? Yes. No.
Right.
You know, did you have a good day at school? No. Nah, tell me what you did today.
Right.
What'd you learn? You know, what was the funnest part of your day?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who's your favorite teacher right now?
That's being involved.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because she'll give me the information. You know, you got to ask the right questions.
True.
You got to ask the right questions. No, just.
And not be in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about it, because my daughter liked to talk. Oh, you got candy. Why you get candy? Oh, I was real good today. Cool, you got candy? Did anybody else get candy? You know, I'm trying to figure out who bad.
Right.
What they do? Make sure you don't do that, you know?
Right.
Yeah, learn from their mistakes.
Right, that is so good. That is so good. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
It's 2021.
2021. I keep writing 2020 on these papers.
Oh, and they had the little avatar on Facebook that you can put, and it had 2020 over the top, and then your avatar was pushing 2021 on the top, and you're trying to push 2020 out the way, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but it was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can learn, move forward, and gain some things that we lost, hopefully.
Yeah.
I I don't know where we're going to go, how we're going to get there, but we're not alone.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, we all in this together. Yes. You know, we all got to start manifesting some good stuff, man. Like, I think they let the whole COVID thing, you know, you begin to manifest sickness and darkness and all that, and then that's just what's going to pop up, you know what I mean? So we got to see the light at the end of the tunnel and say, yo, we getting through this, and start manifesting and speaking some positivity and all this stuff in the atmosphere. And
true.
And that, because it comes down to your mindset. You know, I was listening to a woman today, and she had some dark stories, you know.
Really?
And I sat there and I thought about it. I said, man, you think your life is bad? Try listening to somebody else's story, right? We all think we got it bad until somebody else opened up their mouth, you know. Wow. You're like, yo, wow, okay, cool. Yo, life is good for me. Life
yes,
is good.
I'm doing okay. Good. I'm, yeah, doing, I'm all doing all right. Right. Yeah.
I'm not doing as bad as this person may be, but... You know, but it's all a learning experience, too. And I thank God, because, you know, she shared a lot of her experiences, and that probably helped a lot of people in the room, too. You know, it also helped myself, and it helped me understand who she is a little bit more, and why she did some of the things she did and all that. You know, it's a beautiful thing, connection.
Wow. And I'm sure a lot of people are going through a lot of different challenges in their life. Because this is challenging, you know, and hopefully, I'm thinking positive things. Yes, I'm trying to find new ways to elevate my show, Voice of a People, for 2021. I want people to be more accessible to it. And not only that, start calling in and connecting with my guest, you know. And
go
if
digital.
You know my guest, please call in, you know. I might get me one of those.
Go digital on them, you know. That's where everything is.
Yeah, go digital, go you digital. Know. Yeah, that's. I love that. I might go pick one up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today, even though digital. I just left there, but wow.
Good old Walmart.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
Place
good old
to hate.
Walmart. Yes, absolutely. Yes. So, I don't know if anyone made any New Year's resolutions. Did you do that, Tim?
No, I don't necessarily make any resolutions, but my thought process is different this year. I started towards the end of December. I just had a profound thought, like, you know, this year I'm going after everything that, you know, in the sense that I wanted. I got this newfound energy for, you know, my old love, which is my Clark Kent's design. So I'm back to designing glasses, and now I'm doing AirPods, and I'm doing joggers, and I'm like, yo, this year I'm gonna do my whole portfolio.
Did you say Clark Kent?
Yeah. Clark Kent glasses. I designed a pair of glasses.
Wow.
2013 and 2015. And now I'm back, you know. I'm back on that. And so also I'm doing AirPods. So that's going to be great. And like I said, joggers as well. So really my thing is to stay focused and invest in myself a lot more this year, and stop buying, like, you know, everything, you know, under the sun of, you know, stop going off my wants. If it's not for me, if it's not an investment, you know, something that I can put into, then I'm not going to pursue it, right?
Right.
But I'm creating something for my son and my daughter, right? And my son's super excited, you know. He got to help me in the process, you know, and to see the smile on his face and enthusiasm, you know, and that enthusiastic look in his eye, you know, that just drives me. Like, my daughter said something last week. She said, I said, somebody asked her what she want to be. She said, I want to be a baker. And she said, also, I'm going to be the CEO of Level Up. You know what I'm saying? She's like, me, my brother, and she started naming her cousins. She's like, we all CEOs, right? And so I'm like, yo, I got to make that happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So that's something that she's looking forward to, you know, as of right now.
And that's high,
you
know, up there.
And that's high
CEO,
up, though.
Yeah.
So she understands there's a level of being a boss, and she wants to get to that level. But she also, you know, I'm teaching her hard work, like, yo, this is what you do. Like, my son, he's a beautiful kid. Like I say, his mind is beautiful. Like, my son, I want him to go into architecture. And I talked to him about it because I'm like, yo, you ever thought about going to architecture? Because he designs these houses on Minecraft and all that other stuff, and they're so dope. And he understands the concept of houses and the concept of building and the concept of the contrasting and the bricks and all that. I took him up to 315, to those big houses that's up there.
Yeah.
I took them all through there. And, yo, we looked at a lot of houses, and he loved it. We looked at a lot of empty houses. We looked at a lot of, you know, newly built houses and all that.
That's
and
a like, beautiful home back
yeah.
there.
And he's yeah. he's schooling. Well, I'm asking him questions. He's like, yeah, Dad, that slab. And he already knows the language and everything. Like, Dad, I like that slab. And I like this. And I'm like, you know, how? And I had to ask him, I said, how you learn all this? He said, well, Dad, I got Minecraft. I built, you know, we do this on Minecraft. And I'm like, pretty okay. good. Minecraft, yeah. a little architectural program.
Wow.
So it's, yeah, I really want them to go into that. I really yeah. do. I really do.
Whoa,
really do.
That's great. That's great. Engineer, architect. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's really great. Yes. A lot of money in that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. He, like you said, he could be building homes for you.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great. Designing homes.
See,
you
your
know?
Citizen buildings,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Things like that, you know, because
absolutely.
We need it. Mm-hmm. I was just riding around Marion and some of the areas on the east side, they're just, I don't know, they're just falling down.
Yep.
I'm thinking, how can we stop this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, blight it.
They're going to get the right person, me and a couple other people. We're going to buy them up. We're going to buy the whole block and I'm going to re-renovate all of Marion. And they're going to be like, yo, what? How do we allow this to happen? It's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. It's
but
over.
It'll be a good thing.
Yeah, though. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful
Shoot
thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be
I
a
mean,
beautiful
wow.
thing.
Wow. That's a lot of property, territory, you know.
It is. And, but people need, like to me, when people move out of the house dies.
I think so, too.
It does. The energy is gone. It starts to, in a sense, break down. It starts to rot. The weeds grow high. It's like there's no life in the house.
Right.
But as soon as you put a person in there, you can take that house and put a person in it, and it'll begin to come back to life.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
You're so right. When it get abandoned, it's mm-hmm. like, wow.
Yeah.
That house abandoned.
Yeah. And it looks
you
dead.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life and the pursuit of happiness is what I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
You know.
It's crazy, man. I'm telling you. God been speaking to me all week. I'm telling you. I'm riding to Prospect. I'm driving to work. And I don't know. Something just made me notice the river. And I'm like, how is that river flowing? Like, who started the motion of that? Like it really got me thinking about currents and energy. I'm like, who started the flow of that river? And how the hell, heck, does the river know where it's going? Like, literally, why won't it flow that way?
Right.
But it's I'm like, yo, it's nuts. Nobody had to do that. God already set that in place. And so I'm just thinking about a lot of profound things that he just placed in my heart. And it just makes me more grateful. It makes me more aware of him and who he is, the great architect, the great divine, you know. Just everything he is, you know. That's the only best way to sum it all up for us to even understand, you know. And I'm just
bad all by himself.
Yeah, yeah.
you don't need
nothing and nobody, you know. That's
you
the beauty.
You don't need nobody puffing him up, but he loves praise. He really does.
He deserves it.
He inhabits the praises of his people, you know.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I know I'm all that. And thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow.
It's crazy.
That is so mind-blowing. To think about the current of the rivers.
I'm like, how's it moving?
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, it's alive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It has life. And it's going somewhere. You know, same thing. We have life and we're going somewhere.
Yes. There is a scripture. He's God of the living, not the dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the dead. So I guess that would mean
anything
that's dying.
Anything that's moving, living, going.
Yeah, he's the God of that.
That spark,
you know,
that
author of it, you know?
That fire, the energy, you know?
And when it's dead, his hands is off of it. You know, wow.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Yeah. God of the living and not the dead.
You remember what Messiah said? He said, let the dead bury themselves.
Yes.
You know, because they don't give him praise, you know. It's gone. It's over with. You don't get no praise from the dead.
That's true. That's
focus
true.
On the living.
That's true. That's so true. That's why I said, how many of us that are here today was blessed to open up our eyes in the year 2021, no matter what it holds, we're here now.
And accept it. Enjoy it.
Yes, enjoy it. And try to make the best
of it.
Out of it, of course. And there's a lot of things to be done. This is just January the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're talking about the young people, they're thinking, hopefully, being able to put them back in school March.
That'd be cool.
And that's still a long way off.
I'm like,
oh, my gosh.
But it'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Seems like it, huh? And then you got parents are still working at home.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully we can somewhat get back to normal, or what we consider normal, or our new
normal.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that may be. We're not even sure of that right now. But I just thank God that He graced me to be here so far.
Yes.
So far. And what are you doing with your new... Oh, you did talk about your new designs, your Clark Kent,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, the glasses, I'll have some here within the next couple... Like, everything's going to come probably around the same time. So I have some here within the next couple weeks. I have the joggers here within the next couple weeks and the AirPods. So my thing is to really just... to promote that as even in a sense as a lifestyle. Like, I can't wait for my son to get into it, and you know, it's just something different when you design it and you see that it come to life, and it's just it's a wonderful feeling. So I hope the world support it. You know, if not, then you know, I'll go on to something new, another design or something. But
right, how did you get into designing?
I always had that in me. Like, even in middle school and in high school, definitely in high school. Well, my brother ended up getting a printing press.
Okay.
Right. When I was in high school, he used to work for that pastor, Dave, TV39.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Dave ended up giving him a printing press. So we was in ninth grade, and I called all my cousins over to the house, and we printed up jeans. We got our names on our jeans and all this craziness. And so we went to school with our own.
In sense, personalized,
you know, clothing. But I will always find myself, like, in study hall, I'll be drawing, sketching, like, yo, if I did something, I would do this. I always find myself saying, I'll look at a shirt and I'm like, I would change this up and do this and do this.
Right,
so
right.
I just always felt what was in me. I always enjoyed the beauty of, you know, the beauty of clothing, the feel of it, the look of it, you know. And that also went into infrastructure. You know, I like that brick. I like, you know, the way this look. I like the fixtures that they did. I like the finishes on this. I would do this way if I had it, you know.
Right.
So 2013, I was in my cousin's house, and this is when we used to sell shoes and clothing and all that other stuff. And so I looked at him. I said, yo, I'm gonna sell glasses. And they laughed at me. All of them laughed at me. I said, all right, cool. So I went on Alibaba and I bought some glasses. And I got those glasses, and I lived in Bucyrus then. I came home, and I sold out those glasses. I sold them out, and I was like, yo, they like these? These don't even have no logo, no image, no brand. They like these? Well, wait till they see what I'm going to do to them.
Right,
you
right.
You know? So I'm like, yo, I need a logo. Where do I start? So I started drawing up a logo, and then I came up with Clark Kent. I researched it, found out they abandoned the name back in 1989. And they only used it for comic books. So I was like, yo, I'm about to buy the class for clothing. So I bought Clark Kent's name for clothing,
okay.
Right? So it's classified, and I'm the owner of that, right?
Okay.
So boom, I got that going, got my logo. And then I used to take my stuff to Visual Express, and she used to throw stickers on it. And then I don't know if she started hating on me or something, man. Something happened. She wouldn't do it no more, right? I was paying her, and she wouldn't do it no more. I think I don't know. I don't get it. But she wouldn't do it anymore. So I had to. It was cool because it made me go out and look for other ways. So I got in touch with a manufacturer, and they pressed my glasses up. I mean, the metal pieces. And then I started learning more about glasses, the different pieces. You know, this is plastic. This is acetate. These are demo lenses. These are sunglass lenses. This is how you put your prescription into the glasses. Like, I really, really took on a whole new way of learning and understanding of, you know, just the way glasses are made and how they work and the cost and the manufacturing. And so I made those, and then I said, you know what, I can do better. And then I made my Clark Kents with my own stamping, metal stampings and gold finishes, and it was beautiful product. And, yeah, so it was just always in me. It's just always in me. It's always in me. And it's something I'll never get away from.
That's good, though. That is so good. There was a young lady on TV yesterday, and she did things similar to that, and she got a great success over YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
remaking her clothes into something different.
Yep.
And she was on Tamron Hall's show.
Yep. You never know who's watching.
You never know who's watching. And she was using her daughter as a motto, and like you're saying, this is what I would do to this garment, you know.
Yeah.
I would change this and put this here and that there. And somebody likes it, you know. So I'm like, wow, okay, now that's smart. That's ingenious.
Yep.
You know. So good for you.
Yeah,
good for you.
Nonstop work. Nonstop work.
Yeah, good for you. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Got a lot going on for yourself and for your children.
Yeah, yeah. They the way, for real. It's really for them, because you know, like the Bible said, you can build all this up, and then the next can just blow it off and blow it away. You know.
Right. Right.
But the thing is, you built it up. You know what I mean? Now what they do with it is up to them. And I'm gonna be gone, so I don't know what to tell everybody else. But you know, but if you raise them up right, and they learn to appreciate it, and like I said, I'm not gonna force my son to do that. I'm not gonna force my daughter to be like a CR or nothing like that.
Right.
But naturally, if I keep them around, it,
oh, yeah,
they're gonna naturally want to do that.
Oh yeah, you know? They will. They you will want to do
teacher.
That. Oh yeah,
sneaky
oh,
teacher.
Yeah. And that, like you say, the design itself, mm-hmm. being a designer. And that falls right into your son's lap. He likes mm-hmm. designing homes.
Yeah.
You know, so whether he do clothes or homes, he's still going to be a designer, you know, architect, like you're saying. So.
And it's funny because his mom, she sends me drawings. Like, he has like a dry erase board, and he'll draw shoes and stuff. And he'll put the Level Up logo and stuff on there. He's like, Dad, I will make a shoe like this. And he made this home for me. He showed me. It's a beautiful home. He showed me the other day on Minecraft. Nice big glass windows and nice walkthroughs, and he's like, Dad, and this is my room, and this will be my sister's room, and then if my cousins come over, and they're gonna stay in this room. Like, the way he has everything set up and the layout, I'm like, yo, why don't you just go into architecture? Just go into architecture with Dad, and we'll make this thing work.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Because he's already doing
it. It's already
it.
In you.
Yeah.
It's already in you. Go into design, you know. Clothing, I'll show you how to do that. You know, my nephews is dope because had I not ever done clothing, they would have never knew it was possible. So my oldest nephew, he'd be like, y'all want to do hoodies? Or I want to do this type of design and those type of things. So I think it's cool to be able to give them that feel. They're like, yo, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I wanted to show. That's all I want to show people around me. I'm not boasting. I'm not bragging or anything. But that's all I want to show you. Like, whatever you set your mind to, it's possible for you to do. And you can be the greatest at it. And you can make a living off of what you do. But just don't do it for the money. Do it because you love it. Money is the benefit. Money is just the benefit of it.
Right.
The love of it. The love of the passion. Like, it doesn't feel like work or anything like that. Like, I sit up.
Yeah.
I talk to manufacturers all night. That's why I'm up till 3-4 in the morning. We're on different time schedules, right? Because
right,
I got to get some
right.
things done. I got to get stuff sent, and I got to send off files, and they got to send stuff back, and I got to approve this and not approve that, and send money, and you learn to trust. And you learn to build good relationships, because I'm not over there in Pakistan. I'm not
right.
in China. I'm not in Italy.
That's
I'm not
true.
In these places. So I need a good set of eyes and ears and somebody that communicates well. So it's almost like I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost
mm-hmm.
like I'm there. And so you well, learn a lot of business.
Right. You seem to be well on your way.
Trying.
Yeah. So Tim is going to be with us tomorrow.
Yes,
and we will be talking about your mentorship that you're doing on your job. And well, I'm not going to say job, because it might not feel like a job, because you have
does.
A passion for that too.
Yeah, it doesn't.
So we'll talk a little bit more about that, and also the young people of how to connect with them and his aspirations for 2021. Yes, 2021. It's here. It's
live
here.
In the flesh in your face. Feels good, you know, kind of moving outside of 2020. But
It does. It feels a little better than it did when we came out of there.
Yes.
Everybody just waiting. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Now you can breathe like, yo, we made it through that. We can make it through anything now, guys. We can make it through anything. We made it through that craziness. We can, but it seemed like the way energy works, when you go through that down wave and you got a wave and like seem like negativity, the sun really about to shine. That's why I feel like we're not all the way out the darkness yet, but the sun really about to shine. I think we're going to see a lot of blessings. It was a lot of blessings last year, too.
Oh, yeah,
and I think
was.
That we missed it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us missed it, but I think it's going to be a whole lot of blessings this year, too. And I think people just need to keep their eyes and ears open.
Right. Yeah, there was blessings. We made it through there.
Yeah.
We had to be blessed to do that,
yeah.
you know. Still have a roof over my head,
mm-hmm.
car to drive,
mm-hmm.
you know, clothes on my
back. Food
that was
in my
a
mouth.
Blessing. My family seems to be well,
mm-hmm.
you know, praise God for that also, because I know people went through a lot of different things last year. You know, the stress, broke up families, you know, the stress of it all, just tired of this thing, you know, that was been hanging on my back, and I just couldn't deal with it anymore. And that's where people found themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to get out of this. I got to go. I got to find something different. You go over there, I'll go over here.
Yeah. It forced a lot of people to, you know, had to sit down and talk to some people and realize you didn't like them as much as you thought. You know, I don't know. Maybe I was too busy being busy, you know. Now you got to sit there and
Look at face to face, right? And
like, yo, you know what? I don't like that about you. I don't know. We'll get it together, though.
A lot of that happened, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Because my doctor said,
Oh, yeah.
He said, I got husbands beating up their wives and wives beating up the kids. Yeah. And come on.
Different level of stress. It's like you don't know how to, you got so busy that you don't know how to deal with life and connection and heart. That's why you got to go after peace. Whatever you do, go after peace. The best way to send a message, sometimes you don't.
Right. Love and peace.
Love and peace.
Love and peace.
Love and peace.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
The only answer.
I'm just gonna leave it
God
there.
Says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yep. And his tender mercies are new every morning.
Every morning. Yep.
So, well, I have enjoyed my time with you today, Tim.
Thank you.
Of energy, so full of life, information, wisdom to help us through this 2021 with our young people, you know, school and just life at home, period, you know, and thank you for that. And like I said, Tim will be back tomorrow. We'll talk about some of his future aspirations. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. So I don't know what you have planned for 2021, and hopefully it's something good, something to help us get over the hump just a little bit more. New inventions, you know, new creations, whatever you have, whatever you're trying to do, let's try to do it decently and in order, and consider other people, you know, because a lot of times we just go rush and do things and we don't think about other people. You know, am I hurting you? Am I in your way? Yeah, you're in my way. Move. That happens too, you know. Just run over me, you know. Right, back up, you know. So let us be mindful of one another. Well, it's time for us to leave. Thank you again, Tim.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate everything.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much. Welcome. You, people enjoy you. I know I do. I enjoy you. Yeah.
Well, at least if one does, you know, that's I think I did my day's work.
Yes, you did. Yeah, I do enjoy you. That's why I have you here.
Thank you very much.
Really,
it's a blessing.
I like your energy and the things that you're doing as a young black man.
Thank you.
You know, we need more for them to come to the front.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of them doing stuff behind the scenes.
Next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas. Chucky, what is that fat kid's name?